Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday.
So I like a hun with a beat back. She got a piece of the pet with a spear that can heal her back. And she don't like it too easy, so we run her boats back. Yeah, that gear right there, now you need a good bow to match. Only you make it look good like that, and this girl be something like a vet, cause she stay with all the sauna, stacking on agility, resilience in a problem. Play so smart, like she's packing in survivals. Like we gonna be used, but we only two, we two, that's how we do. Never switch a class, you be loyal to a tune.
Ah, little
PPP
girl in the morning.
Yes,
love me some
PPP
girl.
My Hunter is a bad and a nice girl.
Soulbound, if you wanna go check them out, download that. That is free. I believe it's free anyway. Sorry, Shady.
Awesome music.
Oh, in case y'all were like, who is that voice? That is our lovely Ginger who's made it.
Back, baby.
Be afraid. Yay.
Man, I missed y'all so much. So much.
Yes, we were laughing. I was like, when you were on Twitter, I was like, she is so aggravated.
Oh, I know. I was sitting here listening. I was like, yeah, that was. Man, people. I had to go comment on that girl's page, too. I was like, it's not your
yes.
fault.
No, it isn't.
Boys, I don't know what some of you seem to think. I don't understand what goes through your head. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Some of you are stupid. Not all of you. Not all of you. Calm down. Some of you, when it comes to women, are dumb. How did you ever think that that was okay?
He thought it was okay because he is mentally disturbed. And I say again, I'm going to say it every morning, we need to find out who that guy is, and the security company, whoever did it, needs
so
to be put down.
Thursday night, man, I would have gone off. Oh, I still want to go off on that.
I'm going to call it delayed reaction, delayed gratification for Ginger.
Put the turtle away, dude.
No. Speaking of putting turtles away.
Yeah.
Let me just tell y'all, do not play the new Farmville. It is crack. I do have something to post about the changes, but you know where the biggest change has been? I was telling Ginger right before the show. Mm-hmm. Is that it went more simulator.
Really?
It went way more simulator. They took away the whole energy bar. I mean, they still have it there in a fashion. You know, you run out of things. But it's very much a simulator. The animals, you know, they've got to be fed, and they have to be fed a certain thing at a certain time. You have to make their feed. You have to grow the things. That's how a simulator works for those of you who never played one. But everything is interconnected to everything else. So you have to grow the vegetables to make the feed, to feed the animals. The animals give you goods. You sell them at the market. Then you turn around and, you know, like a farm is supposed to be run. So mm-hmm. I am impressed. This may just save y'all's asses, Zynga. But... That being said, I'm going to segue right on into a story about Zynga. May not save their asses because they lost another executive.
Another one?
Yes.
Oh, no.
This is one of the key people, they say, behind the creation of their Z Cloud architecture. Alan Leinwand has left Zynga to become vice president and chief technical officer of platform development at ServiceNow, and they provide cloud services. The information comes by way of Leinwand's LinkedIn profile. Man, y'all are on it. Which indicates he left Zynga as of this month. This latest executive loss comes after a series of other Zynga execs have left the company in recent months. Leinwand's work driving the creation of zCloud resulted in Zynga being able to shift some 80% of its operations from Amazon Web Services to its own architecture. However, the zCloud has been up and running for some time, and Leinwand may have felt that it was time to seek other challenges. So Zynga's stock is remaining at the $3 mark so far, with no immediate signs of resurgence. This may also have been a factor as to why he left. You know, Zynga, I like the new Farmville. I will honestly tell you this much. You need to pull it off of Facebook and just make this a standalone game. It could work as a stand.
Yeah.
This Farmville 2 could work as a standalone game. I would buy that. I'd pay, and you do like Banner Dash. That's the other thing that I think that kills me. some of you with the casual games on the Facebook, you know, it's $4.99 for me to buy something in the game, but you could probably get a whole lot more money out of people if you would, like I said, throw it on a disc, $10 like Dino Dash used to be in the good old days, and then, you know, if I want to buy some upgrades and things for my game to play it online, yes, you can still leave those things in place, but y'all need to really get away from Facebook, because like we've said before, if Facebook ever folds, you are so effed.
So completely effed, yes. Facebook's not the end all, people. I know some of you seem to think it is, but you know what? 5 years ago, so many of you thought MySpace was the end all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was, I really do. I keep trying to remember what it was that seemed to have brought my friends away from MySpace to Facebook. Somewhere when Facebook came out, I was like, why do y'all like this? There's like no music. There's, you can't make your own page, really. Da da da. What's the deal? It was the game. The people moved to Facebook for.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook.
And they were starting to get games. Remember, one of the first ones that got Mafia Wars was actually MySpace.
Yeah.
But they didn't move fast enough. It was such a hot mess over at MySpace, you couldn't figure out how to play Mafia Wars. Like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they didn't move fast enough. So if Facebook, something else comes along, I mean, I will say it's highly unlikely, but it doesn't mean it's impossible. So, really, Zynga, get off of the Facebook. Make a standalone game, and I think Farmville 2 could be the one where you start with.
Go ahead. Because, like I said, I opened it the other day when you sent me the request, and I was like, oh, gee, she's playing it. And now I think everybody on my friends list is playing it. But I did open it. I looked at it for about 2 seconds. I was like, no, I see what this is. I see what's going to happen if I play it.
Well, that's the thing. It's very much more simulator, which means you don't have to stop playing. Remember when they would force you because you'd run out of energy?
Yeah.
There is no such thing here now.
Oh, man, I may have to go.
There is no energy bar. You can sit and play as long as you have money to keep planting crops.
Uh-huh.
You can just sit and just plant crops and keep your crops and keep selling stuff until you get, you know, your gold up really high. I was very impressed because I wasn't expecting anything. I was not expecting it to be any fun. I thought it was going to be very much like the other one, and they went more sim. I think it's a good idea. You all probably need to step in and take over the role of making simulators since EA is not doing it anymore. All we get is The Sims. By the way, you people out there, the bath salt outbreak in The Sims, we've been talking about this. Wait a minute. Does this fall? Wait, you know what? Let me let Ginger do a story. I'm just all taking over the show.
No, that's fine. Oh. That's fine.
Go ahead. I'll tell them about the bath salt outbreak again in a minute.
Okay, awesome. I should probably actually save this one for tomorrow for Pixinista, but some of you guys don't listen to Pixinista, so I'm going to talk about this right now. Mm-hmm. I came across this last night. I don't remember where. Maybe on one of my Facebooks, on a blog, somewhere. Anyways, there is this cool little thing called an orb that's coming out. Have you heard about this? It's so neat. Mm-hmm. It's a compact mobile communication thing. It is a little circle that you can wear, well, ring type thing that you can wear on your finger. It is a headset. You can twist it, and it fits and hooks over your ear. So, you know, one side of the ring of the circle hooks over your ear, and the other lays up against your ear and almost your jawbone. It's a hands-free calling device. It's really neat. It's got a transmitter at the end of the headset. It uses dual-speak voice annihilation, DSP technology.
Ooh, sexy.
Yes, it's going to come in several sizes, but what I think is really, 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 really flippin' cool is that not only does it do this, but there's a deluxe edition that when you're wearing it as a ring, it shows you, like, the caller ID, text messaging, calendar reminders. It's got, like, a little digital thing that goes across the ring.
Ooh!
And this is it's gorgeous. I will tweet this page in a second. I was going to sign up for it to stay informed, but they asked for my telephone number, and that's just not going to happen.
tomorrow night on Pixinista, you can actually show pictures and things. So if you guys look for tomorrow night, you can see it.
Yeah, but I had to show that this morning. It's just so awesome. That is so neat. So many cool things that are coming out nowadays, and that is like totally sci-fi right there, you know? It's a ring 1 minute, and you can see little text messages, who's texting you, all that fun stuff.
Now, the only problem I have with that is sometimes I don't want people seeing who's texting me.
Yeah, that could be an issue. I thought about that. I'd be like, you know what? First time one of you cheaters wears one of these.
Oh, somebody's going to be punched in the mouth. M-O-U-S.
You're all you're all, you know, curled up with Susie Q and Sally's number goes across. What's Sally doing?
Or a text message talking about, hey, baby, I missed you last night. How come you didn't come back? Who the hell is that?
The baby needs diapers when you come home.
Oh.
Oh. Not be good. Not at all.
Okay, so let me get back to the zombie outbreak.
Okay.
Of course, you know what I have to do. It's zombie watch. So, you people that are playing The Sims Supernatural that are complaining about your zombies, I hear there's a patch on the way, but in the meantime, there is a cheat to get your zombies are going crazy. Did you hear all this last week?
No, okay. I missed it.
Okay, The Sims Supernatural, of course, came out, and the big complaint on Sim friends on Facebook is that there's too many zombies. You can't get rid of them. They just stand outside and, I don't know what sound they make. But they were trying to figure out how to get rid of them. There is a cheat. I believe it is the same cheat that has always been in the game for you to move objects or things that are stuck or that you don't want. There is no reports as of yet how this will affect your game if it deletes the zombies for good, but I think it's Control Shift C and then it's move underscore objects on, and you just select your little zombie and then you hit the delete key and then they're gone. Not all of them at once. You'll have to do each one at a time. Now, again, I don't know if this will affect your game. You may want your zombies to come back for whatever reason, so you might want to hold off on getting rid of them just yet. Or also, for those of you who were thinking, if you adjust your moon cycle, that doesn't help either. So you're going to have to deal with the zombies. But if you have a garden, make sure you put your gates up. Keep it locked so they can't get in each plant. And I don't know if they eat brains or not, so just tell your Sims to be aware.
tell your Sims to be aware.
Tell your Sims to run for their freaking lives.
Oh, wow.
You can't look at this one. I'm telling you, this one, you know, Snow and I love The Sims. I think this one would actually pull you in.
You know what? I may have to. I need something to keep me busy. So.
Well, it would definitely keep you busy. You got your fairies, you got your werewolves, you got your zombies, of course. You got your vampires, and then your regular humans, and then you can have a hybrid of all of them. Oh, you still got your ghosts and things like that. So, yeah, be very, very careful, Ginger, and especially you do have the simulator gene like the rest of us do here.
Yeah.
Where if you sit down and start playing with the sliders and making faces and houses and stuff, you will get eaten. Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what Snow's doing this morning when I called her?
What was she doing?
We've messed her up. She's making mesh. With a blender.
Ooh, good for her. Awesome. Way to go, Snow. You're so much braver than I am.
Yeah, she's braver than both of us because we took the class. We're supposed to.
I know. I have Blender. I have it downloaded, and I open it up, and I can make a blob, and ta-da, it's a blob.
It's a pretty, ooh, that's a nice blob.
I can texture blob.
Well, see.
But it's a blob.
See, that's what she's like. She don't know how to texture yet, but she can make the blob. But we're going to be some dangerous people. Y'all don't even know.
If we haven't figured it out, we'll be good. All right, so have you heard about these cool 3D printers that people are using now?
So like, I heard something about that some months ago, but I didn't know whatever they ate.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I found a story over on Yahoo News the other day. Of course, you know, I've had this similar story sent to me a couple of times. I got a friend that's very much into or wanting to get a 3D printer. And anyways, people building guns from these 3D printers. This is crazy.
Wow. Right?
So it's in the U.S. You can own a gun. And by the way, you can also make your own gun. It's not illegal. All right, certain guns you're not supposed to make, or at least certain types. But for the most part, for, you know, $50 or so, you can go down to Home Depot and make yourself a gun. But this is a 3D printable thermoplastic that they're using. You can use the FDM process. I don't know what that is. It doesn't have the tensile strength yet to withstand a 2400 PSI maximum allowed chamber pressure. So you can't even really shoot a 22 yet, but they're working on that. The deal is you could print off parts of your gun and then, you know, use stuff that you made from Home Depot and make yourself a gun. They're actually looking at this. Most people so far are just making robots and stuff. But there are different schools, and there's actually even a company who's working together, and I was looking for their name, and I cannot find them now, but there's an actual website you can go to where you can download these files. So if you happen to have a 3D printer, which, by the way, have been out since the 90s, I didn't know that, just now learning this, but you can print yourself parts of a gun and then put it all together, and ta-da, you've got yourself a handy-dandy gun that you printed from your printer. That is just nuts, just nuts. The guy who wrote this actually made part of a gun a receiver. I don't quite know what that does. I'm not even going to try to guess. It looked like part of a gun.
You just see my face. I'm like, huh?
Yeah. And, of course, you know, had he made it the full size, it would be illegal, but he only made it 25% of the size. So I can't help but think, you know, if he made it 25% of the size, technically, why can't he make the whole gun 25% of the size? And, I mean, and if you can make the gun, why can't you print off the ammo? Of, you know, at least parts of the ammo, you know? I understand it still needs other stuff, but I don't know, this is scary. This is scary.
I'm all frowned up.
You know what? If print me off games. Print me off a car. You know, it's not Tuesday and it's not night, so I can't say what else, you know, you can print off.
Bad ginger.
Yeah, I know, right? But think of all the school. Anyways. Why guns, people? Come on. But anyways, that's cool. So if you'll read this, it's over in the Yahoo news section and the tech section right now. It's really long. I refuse to read the whole thing. There are links that I'm not going to give you because, no offense, some of y'all, I love you, but y'all are crazy.
Oh.
yeah. So if y'all have tried this, or, you know, if you're printing anything off on your home 3D printer, which you can get for, like, under $500, by the way.
Wait, I'm trying to understand, what is the reason for printing this off? Does it actually work?
Yeah, it actually works. Because what they're looking at the usage for is, you know, you could actually print off parts of a building. You could build things, like huge things. No more, you know, I don't know. It'd be different. And some people, actually, because I've been following this a little bit closer, some people are actually trying to find a way to actually pull carbon out of the air to use in these printers. Because we constantly carbon in the air, and if we can pull it out, then that's like an unlimited
source.
That's
like some Magneto stuff. I'm going to need y'all to stop that.
That is so cool, because what they're looking at it for is they've already got these nanobots, so they could use...
Don't want to hear about nanobots.
Space elevator. That would actually get us into space.
No nanobots.
Harmful chemicals and such.
Ginger, nanobots are evil.
Yes, Ginger is like a complete nerd on this kind of thing, so I've read like all sorts of cool stuff. But there's actually a deal. I forget who it is, but there's a college that's actually putting out a reward if you can figure out how to pull the carbon out of the air and use it as an actual source.
Can y'all stop Ginger from talking about the nanobots?
Get like $2 million. It's awesome.
That's very scary.
Anyway, Ginger already has the QR code on her arm. I'm not scared of the nanobots. When the new order rises, I'm already marked. It's good.
That is the mark of the beast, woman. Who knew the beast was going like QR codes? Anyway, so in case you guys had not heard, thousands of Guild Wars 2 passwords have been hacked. An NCSoft representative has clarified that there's around 11,000 people, according to the company, that are having hacked and being blocked issues. ArenaNet has warned Guild Wars 2 players that hackers are using stolen email addresses and passwords from other sites to try to access their accounts. On Sunday, September 2nd, NCSoft said via the Guild Wars 2 wiki that it had received approximately 8,500 new support tickets related to hacked accounts and other blocking issues, and by Monday, September 3rd, had helped 2,574 players with hacked accounts. The latest updates of the wiki have not included updates to those numbers. They're saying if you don't want your account hacked, don't use the same email address and password for Guild Wars 2 you've used for another game or website.
Family does this, that they have one email and one password, and that's all they use for everything.
I've got 12 like, emails and tons of passwords.
I know. I've got dozens of emails, quite literally, and some of them I have a hard time remembering, so I've got like
I was about to say 12 that I remember, because I've got...
Yes, yes, yes. Because, you know, I open them up for a game that I, you know, I want to play. I'm not that, because I've got my one main email, and I still get spam to it. And then, you know, I've got half a dozen others that I use for different things. And then I've got all the other just random spread out ones that I've made specifically for video games because I don't want anything coming back to my main address. And, yeah, people, seriously, it's not that hard. Yahoo, Ymail, Google, Gmail, make an email. It's easy, it's free, and it'll save you a world of trouble.
Well, you know, I think the scariest thing I hear is, because y'all know I do tech support, people that don't want to put a password on their router. Why do I have to have a password?
I had to lock mine for, like, 20 minutes this week, and I was like,
here's what I hear. Well, I live out in the middle of nowhere. No one's going to hack. Really? You think somebody has to come to your house? You people. And then they have the people who think the complete opposite. They think you have magical powers if you, you know, you know, technical stuff. Can't you just push a button and fix it? Yes, of course I can.
Yeah. That leads me to another gripe. All right, people, when you get these cool little smartphones, I know it's so cool to break them and da-da-da-da-da because you can save so much energy and all this other stuff. You can delete all these useless programs. That's nice. When you delete your Wi-Fi antennas and then you have to beg me to open up my router so that you can have my Wi-Fi access so that you can reinstall the programs that you just downloaded and it took you like a day to fix your darn phone, I want to smack you. Don't do that, okay? Just use the darn phone. Do those programs really annoy you that badly?
Yes. Yes.
Seriously. I was like, really? Did you really just delete your antennas,
Okay, first.
If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it.
Bad, Ginger, bad. All right, it's time for charts.
Charts! Yay, I missed charts. Man, I haven't done charts. Man, what's that? I was gone for, what, like a week and a half?
No, you were not gone for a week and a half. You were only gone for a week.
It seemed like, man, seriously, it felt like forever. It felt like forever. I was like,
I missed.
And I might even miss Blaster, maybe. So,
No, you were not gone for a week and a half, only a week. Although, as I was telling you before the show, you did miss out on the zombie killing fest we played on Xbox. We had to play Left 4 Dead without you.
Well, my Xbox is currently packed so that we can move. So.
Well, you would have had to unpack it to play.
I know, girl.
Because it was good. It was good fun. We didn't have anybody stealing health packs.
All right, so. I don't steal them.
Everybody was saying, we need to say health packs over here, and you get there. There's no health pack. All right.
I needed it.
Sure you did.
I'm surprising you all.
Let me see. You have a full green bar and a health pack on your back? No, you did not need it. Anyway.
I was surviving you guys.
No, you weren't. Okay. Girl, you about to die. Ginger, can you help me? I got to kill this zombie first. Oh, you're dead already.
My bad.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was really good about going and saving you.
Oh, you missed out on ZQ has earned a legendary status. She killed a charger with a wiffle ball bat.
With a wiffle ball bat?
I think it was a wiffle ball bat or a cricket bat or something. And she killed him. She killed him with one hit.
That's hot.
I had to tweet it. I said she is officially legend. And she was look, and here's what makes it even better. She wasn't even running from him. She ran up to him and wham, across the head. He went down.
That's nice. Girl power.
All right, charts.
Charts.
Number 10. Mario and Sonic, London 2012 Olympic Games.
Yay! And really, those two together, that's still so weird. That's like enemies, you know?
Mario and Sonic.
Sega and Nintendo.
Sega. Okay, anyway, number 9.
Number 9.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
No, people, put it down, back away.
That's what I said. Number 8.
Number 8.
Darksiders 2. 2. 2. Number 7.
Number 7.
Madden NFL 13. I actually tried to get that from the red box and couldn't find one at all.
Did they fix the faces? That's what I want to know.
Oh.
My faces now.
They got their faces eaten off. Number 6.
Number 6.
The very hackalicious Guild Wars 2.
Wow. You know, I've got a friend of mine trying to give me English to go play. And
I'll do that. Don't do that.
I don't know that yet.
Number 5. Lego Batman 2.
Lego! Oh, oh my god, I think that's what I want to play after the show. my Wii is still unpacked, so I can play my Wii.
Lego Batman knows no bounds.
Yay.
Consoles. He's on every console, Lego Batman. Number four. London 2012, the official video game.
No.
Yes. Number three. New Super Mario Brothers 2.
The new Super Mario Brothers 2?
Yeah.
Man, I love Super Mario Brothers 2. And most people didn't even know about Super Mario Brothers 2, it seemed like.
It's on 3DS.
It went like Super Mario Brothers, and then it went Super Mario Brothers 3, and everybody was like, oh, 3 is so awesome. And then I was like, what about 2, people? Come on, 2. Mm-hmm. You got Luigi. You actually got to play the princess for the first time in 2. and the little mushroom guy, which I can't remember.
No, Missy Princess is not here. Number 2. The Sims 3 Supernatural.
No, like, shame on you. No.
Yes.
Smack, no.
Hey, there's a reason that game has holds the esteemed title for what, almost 15 years running best-selling PC game of all time? There's
yeah.
15 years, wow. And
number one.
Sleeping Dogs.
You know, I heard that was really good, but I heard the story was kind of short.
That's what I heard. That's what's keeping me from getting it. That, and there is none to be found in a red box for 50 miles around me.
Yeah, so I had a friend of mine, and of course he's a really big gamer. But yeah, he rented it, and within like 24 hours it was done. Beat the whole darn thing. It was just like...
I probably wouldn't finish it in 24 hours, but yeah.
Yeah, I do the same thing, because when I sit down with Halo, it's like a one-day thing. Front to end, you know, beginning to end. It's...
Wait a minute. Who said? I did not set anybody on fire, Jay, while we were playing. For that one time.
Often.
There was a time.
I love that.
I did yell out move. I said move. I'm going to throw the Molotov, and they didn't move.
Well, then that's your own fault.
And Z gets up in the fire and starts running the wrong way through. Oh, it was a large and lovely fire. It was delicious. Okay. Anyway, so.
All right. We missed you. I know. I miss you. I wish I was there, man. That would have been so much fun. And all those health packs would have been mine.
Oh, we know.
All right. So, I was actually looking for the real news story for this. Doesn't look like I'm going to find it. Sony Online Entertainment launches Player Studio. Did y'all talk about this?
No.
All right, so following in Valve's footsteps, SOE has released what they call their Player Studio, which allows players to, are you ready for this, create and sell their own content and online games.
All online games?
I don't know about all online games. It says, for the first time in SOE history, players will be able to build and sell their own items, truly creating a unique and customizable online marketplace within our games. This is coming from President John Smedley. At SOE, we believe that everyone is gamer at heart, and our goal with Player Studio is to provide a platform on which our players can further explore their inner gamer while showcasing their passion for the games they love. We're looking forward to seeing our players' creativity come to life in an entirely new way. All right, so they're going to give templates, art tools, and such to players. Players can submit their unique items to the SOE Marketplace for inclusion. If the submission is accepted and featured on the store, the player will receive 40% of the net sales.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. So I'm actually thinking, are they talking about like shirts and cups and jackets and such? Like real world stuff?
We already have that, you know.
Shh. Yes, we do. We do. And you should go check out our shirts. Our shirts are awesome. Yeah, and I got some ideas for some more, too.
Shh! I knew she was going to say something. I kept saying, shh.
Hell, I know. I can't tell you all about it. But, yeah, I got some ideas for some shh.
All right. Microsoft is having to comply with some bad stuff.
Who? Bad stuff? Microsoft? No.
Well, they're not going to comply with bad stuff, but they've done some things that they probably shouldn't have done, and now they have to comply.
No,
oh.
Never do anything anything
of course
worse
not.
Us to do.
Never, not Microsoft. Well, according to our peoples over at Computer World, Microsoft last week began providing their European customers with a browser ballot screen for Windows 8, a move that may be just the first of several steps the company will take to head off a new antitrust investigation. According to the Reuters news service, Microsoft has assured European Union, also known as EU, antitrust regulators that they will comply immediately with issues. Why can't I breathe today? Not speak, breathe. with issues Brussels officials have raised about Internet Explorer, Windows 8, and its offshoot for tablets, Windows RT. At an economic conference in Italy on Saturday, European Commissioner Joaquin Almunia said Microsoft's chief executive had pledged to address the EU's concerns about the company's browser practices. He told reporters, in my personal talks with Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, he has given me assurances that they will comply immediately regardless of the conclusion of the antitrust probe. In July, the European Commissioner's Antitrust Agency, which is led by Almunia, launched a probe when it discovered that Microsoft had failed to abide by a 2009 agreement requiring it to offer consumers a choice of other browsers than IE. Remember we were telling you about that? Mm-hmm. Almost immediately, Microsoft apologized, claiming that the failure to offer the browser choice between choice screen to Windows 7 users for nearly a year and a half was a technical error. Microsoft faces fines that could run into the billions of dollars for that minor oversight. Days later, the commission confirmed that it had widened the investigation to account for several other complaints, including that Microsoft was withholding Windows 8 and Windows RT APIs from rival browser makers. You know what? This whole story is bogus. I'm sorry. Not bogus, as in it is a real story, but I think this is idiotic. Because
it sounds that way.
It's idiotic because it is Microsoft's operating system.
Mm-hmm.
And last I checked, when it's your company, you do whatever the hell you want, you know, short of killing, maiming, and raping.
Or being, you know.
Yeah, this, I don't look at this as an antitrust. Yeah, I don't even look at this as any kind of antitrust anything. If I make an operating system and I want my browser to be in it only, I thought that that's what you were supposed to be able to do. That's like going to McDonald's and saying, you know what, we're going to sue you for not selling Burger King hamburgers in here. What the hell is that? I don't understand.
True. That's very true. But wasn't there a big deal a while back about Microsoft almost having a monopoly on the computer industry and they had to break it up? And
well, they don't. There's Apple has their own operating system.
Yeah.
So they don't actually have them.
And Apple does something like this, I want to say.
They do. There's no, I mean, there's other browsers on there, but again, I ask, if you made the software that runs on the computer, why are you not allowed to say, you know what, I just don't really want you to have Firefox. I'm not going to put Firefox on there. Now, if you want it, when you get the computer, you're welcome to download it, but we are going to put our browser on there first, and I don't see any harm in that, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, Microsoft, you go ahead and do whatever you're going to do, because I'll hack it. And I'll put Firefox on it, or, well, I actually won't. Chrome's what's going to go on it, or something. So you do whatever you're going to do. I will research a hack, and I will fix it. So
I think I don't understand this. This was not, this is stupid. I don't think you guys should have to comply with anything. We don't really care. I don't really like IE, but the thing is, like I said, I know when I get a new computer or if I reinstall my operating system, IE is the default on there. And why should they have Firefox or any of the others on there? Explain to me why they're required to.
Yeah.
If they made the whole operating system. It's not like the browser could run without having the operating system on there, really?
Yeah.
That would be my definition of antitrust. If it could run, your browser can run without being on Windows, hey, then maybe we need to talk about it. There's nothing to talk about. You can't run without the Windows operating system. Therefore, they should be able to put what they want on there and not what they want on there to start with anyway.
Exactly.
Now, if they were blocking them, then that's a different story, too. If I, you know.
Exactly.
But
yes.
They're not. I'm running Google Chrome now, and I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm using right now. All right. Over on how am I going to do this? All right, US Atari people. Oh, I was so sad, by the way. My mom got rid of my Atari. I was like, ugh. Anyways, Rare Atari 2600 game brings in a new record at auction, $10,000 or $10,400 for this game. They say, can't talk all of a sudden. Every box of video game collectors are turned head over heels for one particular video game, a game that's historically was believed to exist, but in the current day and age has never been seen or confirmed to actually exist. One can remember the hype and lore surrounding what was considered to be the first holy grail of video game collecting, Chase the Chuck Wagon for the Atari 2600. One time it was thought to be the rarest game for the much-beloved Atari 2600. Well, now there is another one. This is a game distributed in... Yeah, apparently that one was distributed by Purina. It was during a Chuck Wagon dog food promotion.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
I was just a baby.
I was little, but I remember that. I remember that the dog, and they put the water in it, and the dog would eat the food, and it was all supposed to be, like, moist and everything for him, and it would swell up, and then something happened with their bellies. I don't remember. I'm having vague memories. Anybody remember those? Find that on YouTube, somebody. Let us know.
I don't know. Most people thought it had disappeared. In the end, they now know that there were actually a good number of Chase the Chuck Wagon cartridges that circulated to consumers. The cart, which fetched thousands when they were first discovered, now fetches about $100 a game. Anyways, since there have been countless other circumstances surrounding the discovery and selling of rare video games, bringing upwards of $50,000. Sorry, can we get into what I'm looking at now? Come on. Okay, so... I am looking.
Get him, Ginger.
Yes. All right, so there was a new game. After making a monumental discovery, the new owner appropriately decided to seek out the experts on Atari Age and posted a thread about his find, which he found Red Sea Crossing.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I've never even heard about it. Turns out that the game is very rare. He seems to be the only one in history with one, and it went for $10,400. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It was sold in religious stores and or magazines. They figure it was mass-produced, mass-marketed games, but it just came hard to find. And because it's a religious game, not very popular, fell off the map, people threw it away, whatnot. Anyways, yeah, this guy sold his $10,400. So if you happen to have one of these, yeah, you might want to sell it now before it goes down to $100. Just saying.
That would be right nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. $10,400 for an Atari game.
Oh, I gave my Atari to my cousins. I really wish I had it.
I know. I was like, oh, Mom, please tell me you still have this. And I went to go visit. And she was like, no, I gave it away to somebody. I was like, I'm going to cry.
There goes the you getting into the good home when I put you in one.
Yeah. Love you, Mom, but no. You threw away my games. That's just, no.
And now you go to the bad home.
Yeah.
Where they don't feed the old people.
So sad.
All right. There is a launch of what they're calling the biggest ever indie bundle. Supposedly over at the Indie Fort. They have 24 games you can download from some developers. Yay. I'm trying to get this PDF to open here so I can tell you which ones. Well, it looks like they didn't want to give me a good list.
What's your head, then?
They didn't give me a good list, so I don't know what to tell you people. Anyway, there's supposed to be some amazing games. They're all indie bundled, so I'm going to move along. And this
Yay!
It's at Gamer's Gate, so oh well. We do like Gamer's Gate. Let me see if they're going to give me a good copy here. I may have one now. I've been trying to get it to open since I stopped talking a minute ago. Work with me!
Well, I'm going to do another one until that does. I got a little short one.
Do it.
All right. Next generation Xbox. That's going to be delayed, it looks like, until 2014 due to chip production issues. Uh-oh.
Yeah, they weren't clear last week. I guess we know for sure now.
Yeah. All right. So the Xbox 360 turns 7 this November. 7 years old? Wow. According to a report from Semi-Accurate, Microsoft's Xbox 360 successor might not arrive until early 2014because of chip production snags. The site claims the issue is with the next Xbox's AMD processor, codenamed Oben. Semi-Accurate says that poor yield rates might push the console from its rumored holiday 2013 launch into 2014. If Microsoft supply partners can't resolve the production issues, Microsoft is reported to be dual or triple sourcing its Gen Xbox chips to multiple foundries in the hopes the kinks will be ironed out. If rumors are to be believed, the next Xbox will come with Blu-ray Drive, upgraded Kinect, and possibly bring games streamed from the cloud. All right, all I gotta say, Microsoft. Anyways, all I gotta say is, if you're gonna do this, please make sure that your chips are coming from reputable sources, or at least, you know, what you're using to make them with. I don't want to pay for, you know, pretty much blood diamonds from my Xbox. Thanks.
Blood diamonds?
Seriously, some of those. Yeah. The silicone and whatnot that they use. Whole big deal, you know, these countries in Africa using, like, children and slave labor and stuff like that.
All right.
I don't want that in my Xbox. I don't want my Xbox 720 tainted. It's supposed to be epic. No tainting my Xbox.
Rare. All right, so here we go. Indie Games. This is called the Indie Fort Championship. Open. We're both yawning. For the public today at noon, Greenwich Mean Time, with 24 games available. But it's also possible to get a few of them in smaller packs. So you can get a bronze pack, which will give you your choice of 3 games. With silver, you can choose 6 games. Or the gold level, you can pick out 9 available games at indiefort.com.
We had the gold level.
Yes, the ongoing competition will be hosted via Gamersgate official Facebook page. And that's /Gamersgate, where those who have liked the page will be able to vote for their favorite indie games. The top games after a week of voting will then be in their own special package made by and for the fans. The full list of games in the bundle? Well, I won't tell you the full list, but I will tell you some of the names because they're kind of hilarious. You have one called We'll Fight for Food, Zombie Football Carnage, Devil Whiskey, that sounds interesting, Orbitron Revolution, Cell Emergence, 3079, a serious game, spelled serious, like Sirius Black and Sirius Radio, Air Buccaneers HD, and this is one of my absolute favorite names, Three Dead Zed. So again, wait a minute, I actually had prices. Okay, so if you wanted to pick these up, to get 3 games, it'll cost you $3.99. 9 is $8.99, and you got your 6 games for $6.99. They got one for those of you who love your religious game, Telepath Servant of God. Tactical turn-based combat. Yeah, maybe you like that.
Maybe
you want to play that, maybe.
Sounds kind of cool. And you know it is from our friends over there, so we love them.
Yeah, Gamersgate is awesome.
Yes. All right, so Corey and I are going to try to stop yawning. And to do that, there's a cool new game coming out called We Sing the 80s, which I already predicted to be, like, the most addictive game ever.
Yes.
Wow. All right, so Nordic Games announced today the third group of tracks for the much-anticipated We Sing 80s, due for release on September 28th, which, by the way, I think I want this. The past 2 weeks have seen 14 of 30 tracks from the 1980s that will feature in the sing-along music sensation that is We Sing 80s. All right, so what do we got? We got a couple of cool ones. The third batch of songs is going to be Queen, I Want to Break Free, Toto Africa, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love, Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, The Human League, Don't You Want Me, oh my god, Sadie Smooth Operator, Lionel Richie, All Night Long, and Cameo, Word Up.
Okay, let me correct you before you get yourself cut. It's Sade, by the way. Not
Sade?
Yes, you're going to get cut.
I was just a baby in the 80s. My bad. Sade, Smooth Operator. That is awesome. Oh, my God. Seriously, I want this.
You know,
I don't usually want these, but I think I want this.
I know the titles of those songs, but I'm probably not going to know them until I actually hear them and be like, oh, I know that.
I can hear The Power of Love because I want to say it was used on a TV show. Don't You Want Me? I'm pretty sure the emo guy from The Wedding Singer kept singing that. Smooth Operator? Come on, Smooth Operator.
Wasn't there a commercial or a cupcake or something that would always sing Don't You Want Me, Baby or something?
I don't.
Cereal or something? I don't remember. Y'all,
I don't remember.
So I think I know that one. Yeah. But don't you want me, baby? Yeah, I know that one, but the rest of them, I'm like,
yeah.
What kind of music was this? Oh, in the 80s, I was all Prince, so I really didn't hear anybody else. Yeah.
No.
It was all about some.
But that's up on new.gamingatrix.com, so go over there and check it out.
Woop, 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 woop.
Woot, woot. the new website's so pretty. Go see it. Go see it.
If I ever finish. Oh, one day I will be free. All right, GameStop is talking about their retro online sales. They said they're, well, it's only going to be online. GameStop CEO Paul Raines has clarified recent talk of the retailer selling vintage games, suggesting that it will be an online-only service. He says, we thought about this vintage thing as an online initiative, and that's where we're doing most of our work. Part of what we have to do is we have to go source a lot of this product, get customers to trade some of their old product with us, and go find some old consoles. But we also own a lot of old products. Really? He wouldn't go into detail on the range of vintage products intended to stock. He says, we're thinking about everything. Nothing we'd really want to call out yet. Our .com team is right now grinding through a lot of opportunities to see what's out there and see what we can get our hands on and what we can merchandise. He also recognized the value of classic titles to the gaming community. He says, if you go to eBay and some of the online marketplaces, some of these vintage gaming titles are very valuable. He says, we've got a lot of gamers here and a lot of people who have a lot of older vintage stuff in their collections, so we just thought it's an interesting time to start thinking about bringing this to our best power-up members and giving them a chance. You know what that reminds me? I need to spend my power-up points. Ooh! I know exactly how I'm going to spend them today, too. Ginger, we can't hear you.
I was actually waiting to see what you're going to say for your power-up points.
I'm going to get my Sim Supernatural since Joe was trying to lure me in. He was luring me in.
How dare you? How dare you lure the Corey?
Sending me pictures of his werewolf. And that is not a euphemism.
See, I was so thinking I was going to end in a different way just then. I was like, you sent your pictures of what?
His werewolf.
I'll say, Joe, am I going to have a discussion with you?
Joe's very much a gentleman.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't make me have to have what are your intentions, sir?
all of our guy friends are gentlemen, except for Horace. Horace is just mean. He was throwing crab legs at me or something. I don't know.
Horace!
I don't know what's wrong with him.
You don't throw crab legs. You eat them. You go, I'm not.
We didn't raise him right.
Something. I blame Blaster for that one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, strategy first in Crescent Moon, bring the hit iOS game Paper Monsters.
Paper
Monsters. They sound so scary.
Wow.
You know, keep the fire away. To PC digital distribution. All right. So if you order for strategyfirst.com, you can get a 20% discount.
Oh, there, Strategy First.
Yes. Paper Monsters, to celebrate the release, Strategy First and Crescent Moon, you've already told me that twice. Paper Monsters is a side-scrolling platform game that invites you to dive in and watch as a living world made out of paper, cardboard, and a few cotton balls unfold right before your eyes. Paper Monsters mixes all of the classic 2D platforming elements and combines them with gorgeous 3D graphics. It's available for only $4.99. We've got some features, classic 2D side-scrolling gameplay, original and adorable characters, awesome original soundtrack, headphones recommended, fun underwater and flying power-ups, use keyboard or gamepad for controls, 16 large levels across 4 unique worlds, tons of secret areas, high-score dash mode for endless replay value, and fun for all ages. All right, so this is for PC, Windows XP or later, 512 megabytes of RAM. Seriously, if you're running anything less than that nowadays, Pentium 4 PC or greater. Anyways, so yeah, head over to new.gamingatrix.com and check it out.
Horace, like, wait, what did I do? You were throwing crab legs.
How dare you, Horace? How dare you?
Yes. All right, here is a cool new invention that you all out there should share with any teachers that you know. I'm going to be sharing it with some teachers at Baby Natrix at school pretty soon because they keep asking me to teach a computer class. Y'all know what I want, paper. There's a new app called Class Dojo. It allows teachers to track and manage the behavior of their students in real time. Service does this by assigning each student a funky cartoon avatar that teachers can award points to based on in-class activity. This Class Dojo says reinforces good behavior and discourages bad behavior. It's gamification of the classroom, right?
Yay!
The new iOS app takes this whole process a step further, allowing teachers to dole out points from more mobile devices like the iPhone and iPad, and all of this allows teachers to spend less time policing their students and more time actually teaching. Another big feature of Class Dojo includes the ability to create behavior tracking reports that can be shared with the parents. That's right, a feature many teachers are likely to find helpful. Headquartered in Palo Alto, Class Dojo was founded in 2011 by Sam Chaudhry and Liam Dawn. Last month, the company raised $1.6 million in seed funding. This was fueled by investors like Y Combinator, co-founder Paul Graham, Morato Ventures, and Lera Ventures, and others. I am dying to get a hold of this. Because, you know, I told y'all, well, no, I didn't tell y'all, Baby Nature's this trouble at school is different from other kids. It's never fighting. It's like they built a nuclear reactor type thing. And here in the kids at school, they built a nuclear reactor and melted down the cafeteria. It's always something brainy, those kids. I don't
That's
know what
awesome.
They haven't built a nuclear reactor, but it is something brainy. I think they were digging up, or they were digging something and they were trying to find mollusks, and it had to be explained to them that the mollusks are not in this area of the city. And that's, but it is, they're doing wrong things for right reasons. You just have to rein them in. So this right here is really good. I noticed that the teachers that she had last year were very tech savvy. So anything I got came real time. If she was misbehaving in class, I got an email or a text right then. And I bet they would love to have had this because it makes it a little easier than having to stop an email. If you could just pick up your phone and hit a button and keep talking. And it kept her in line a lot of the times, because by the time she got here, I'd be like, what were you doing at 12 o'clock? Why were you talking to that girl? And she'd be like, how do you know that? This is an excellent app. And it's free. And again, if you know any teachers, point it out to them. I'm sure they'd love to have it. A lot of them have iPhones and things now. They just don't know what to do with the technology.
Sorry, I had a kitty tail. Well, you scare me there for a second. All right. I don't know if y'all talked about this last week, and this is kind of short. It's a video, and I'm actually going to tweet it. U.S. government creates Transformers-like cheetah robots. Did you see this? All right, so it's over on GamePolitics.com. Yeah. U.S. government's Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA. Uh-oh. A robot that supposedly is capable of outrunning Olympic champion Usain Bolt, and it looks like Ravage, the cat-like Decepticon from Transformers.
I don't like it.
I think it's kind of cool.
Terminator. That's because you haven't seen Terminator. That's why you think it's cool.
Yeah. DARPA is calling it a cheetah robot and is funded its design for use in emergency responses, humanitarian missions, and other defense missions. All right, so the video is really kind of cool, and like I said, I am totally going to go share this for you right now on Twitter.
Mm-mm.
Look at that. That is so creepy. So creepy.
I don't like it.
I like it, but at the same time, DARPA,
nothing good ever comes from DARPA.
No, wasn't that the bad guys on Lost, DARPA?
They have been in several things as bad people, even in games. Metal Gear Solid, one of them had to do with DARPA and them doing the very same things, creating nanobots and all kinds of crazy stuff. So no.
Oh, that is so creepy looking. Oh, my God, and that's loud, by the way. So if you're going to watch it at work, hit mute or turn it down first.
All right. Okay, got a story for you. I'd like to hear about
it. What you got?
All right, WRC3 demo has officially hit the Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. Milestone has announced the demo of WRC3 FIA World Rally Championship will be available, actually not today, but on the 21st of September on Xbox Live and the 22nd for those of you on the PlayStation Network. Sebastian Loeb, RACC Rally de España, WRC Experience, and Road to Glory will be amongst the breadth of new gameplay featured. Once downloaded, the player will have the chance to race as Loeb through a single stage of the beautiful yet challenging Rally RACC Rally de España, or try the new career mode, Road to Glory. Within Road to Glory, there's an opportunity to take on a special event, and on passing it, players will be able to access the first challenge, the Crash and Run contest. I like that idea. Luisa Avixio, gosh, you guys with the names, the marketing and sales director, says that they are really excited to be able to announce the WRC3 demo. In recent months, they said they've been watching the Facebook fan page and forums across which there has been unprecedented demand for the demo. Developed and published by Milestone, WRC3 will be available on the 12th of October 2012 for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, PS, and PlayStation Vita. It is available right now for pre-order if you want to go ahead and grab it at Amazon, on Game if you're over in that region, and Play.com, and Zavi. Rare. And of course, you can visit their Facebook page, their pcube.co.uk/WRC. You got the WRC Game on Facebook. Their Twitter, I believe, is at WRC, or they want you to use that hashtag anyway.
Interesting, interesting. Oh, and just something I've been kind of following. There's a guy over on my Facebook, so you can find him. If you happen to play Stargate Resistance, there is a young gentleman, I forget his name, who is actually trying to acquire Stargate Resistance. So there may be hope! Yay! Okay. So
you are only hope. Wait, that's the wrong movie. Never mind.
Okay, so move over, Garfield. There's a new house pet in town. Fiasco, the cat. Yeah. On the heels of the successful launch of Comedy Central's Indecision game, 2K Play announces today its newest mobile title, House Pet, starring Fiasco the Cat. It's going to be available free on the iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices, including Amazon's Kindle Fire.
Droid.
Droid. Droid. Droid love. Fiasco the Cat is curious, adorable, and just a tad mischievous, which means he's ready to wreak hilarious havoc wherever he goes. I swear to God, they must have a camera on my cat. Anyways, in celebration of the game's launch today, Fiasco the Cat is making his acting debut in the new trailer, guaranteed to leave players asking, what's up with that cat? Yeah, pretty much that's about what I say about my cat 10 times a day. As the gameplay in House Pest unfolds, the player's nosy neighbor is about to stop by for a visit, but Fiasco's playful antics threaten to trash their spotless living room. It's a race against the clock to fix Fiasco's latest disaster before the judgmental guest arrives. Do well, and you may be told your house belongs in a magazine. Stumble, and don't be surprised by an offer to lend you a housekeeper. Players earn up to 3 brooms for each challenge, unlocking new games and state-of-the-art animations as they go. Awesome. They say for those who want more Fiasco, the full house includes 6 additional rooms, 45 total games, 2 difficulty levels, and can be unlocked via an in-game purchase for $2.99. Alright, so the upgrade provides a new set of unique challenges in every room, from hallway bowling to bubble popping, feather catching to cake decorating, picture puzzling to mouse chasing, and much, much more. Anyways, alright, so that's House Pest, and yeah, you can get that over on iTunes or Google Play now. And it is free, so go check it out.
Joe said he's seen Terminator and he thinks it's cool, but see that she thinks those nanobots are cool and all this robot stuff is cool because she hasn't seen Terminator. She hasn't seen what Skynet is going to do to us.
I've seen Terminator. I just don't like Terminator.
I didn't say you had to like it. I said you need to be afraid of it happening for real, Ginger.
I have water. I'm good.
Water does not work with these. You haven't seen all of them, have you? You didn't see all of them because water does not work on these things.
I have water, I have bullets, I have electricity. Bring it.
Oh, man. She's going to be the first one they get. See, you're prepared for the zombies, but not the robots.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a game in there somewhere, Zombies versus Robots. that's a good idea right there.
Well, I'll just move to the North Pole. That's going to throw them off, right?
No. They are not affected by cold.
Well, I wasn't thinking cold. I was thinking the whole magnetic pole thing.
No, that doesn't work for them.
No?
No.
Darn. Do they work on cell service? Can I move into the boonies?
No, they don't work on cell service. They are service. They are advanced, Ginger.
Ah, jeez.
All right.
Must not be using AT&T then.
Wow. It's time for us to go. And it is fall, and I know that time grows nigh for GTA. I am so excited. Oh.
We're going to lose Corey.
Man, you're going to lose me today if I find out I got enough power-up points to get the Sims. Oh, I'm so not talking to any of you the rest of the day. You may not talk to me tomorrow, for that matter.
Oh, no.
But I thought I'd throw you guys a little bit from GTA 4. Miss Juliette Lewis, one of my favorite rocker girls inside the cage from GTA 4. Yes. This is the song at the end of the game. So if you didn't finish it, you didn't hear this song. Isn't that a perfect ending song?
It doesn't sound that way.
You have to picture it's panning through the city as this is going on. Showing you all the places you've been in the game. The credits roll. Nice. Dangerous.
Later, boys and girls.
Oh, we missed those kisses.